Here we go.
I'd like to call the meeting in order, but I don't have to wait for this.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to start with open forum. The council will allow Lincoln residents and or Lincoln taxpayers to comment prior to council action on agenda items. Open forum questions should be forwarded to the town office by email or email to town clerk Dan Morrison at questions@lincolnmaine.org. Please have your questions, comments in by 5 p.m. the day of the meeting. If you have any questions, please call 794-3372. General requests may be made in open forum during the regular meeting, but will not be acted upon in the same meeting. Individuals wishing to be heard by the council will be recognized by the council chair. After identifying themselves, the speaker may make brief comments and may not repeat previous statements made. The speaker must limit themselves to the item under discussion. The speaker must observe rules of common etiquette. The council chair may set a time limit on the length of public comment and or a time limit for individual speakers. Council chair reserves the right to stop any public comment that is contrary to these rules, and any councilor may call point of order during the discussion. Any person who disrupts a council meeting may be required to leave in order to maintain orderly consideration of the matters for which the meeting was called. This evening, folks are going to get 3 minutes to speak. I have a statement before Mr. Levesque asked to speak, and then we'll turn it over to the council, to the public. Regarding the various emails and inquiries about property taxes not being properly assessed on certain properties, I met with the assessor and am happy to report that all properties in question have been evaluated, as well as other properties of concern. The information has been collected to bring them up to date for the three-year look back. This does not replace the revaluation on these properties that will be part of the townwide effort starting in the spring. There are more steps to be completed within TRIO and on the property cards before the invoices to these properties can be generated, but this will be done as soon as possible. A full public accounting will be made once all the properties are corrected in the system and the back billings are created. Tasks needing to be completed in advance of the reevaluation take precedence over this billing. The contractor who we hired also discovered multiple code violations with seasonal trailers being unregistered and on site for more than a year. In some cases, the campers were discharging onto the ground, which is a further code violation. The contractor is done December 1st and may be further engaged in the spring if needed. The systemic processing issues that created this situation have been corrected and going forward will not recur. In addition, the homestead and veterans exemptions and tree growth assessments have all been audited and double-checked. An announcement will be going out to remind eligible homeowners to apply for these exemptions if they are entitled to them. The errors pointed out in these exemptions previously were all caused by deed transfers not being properly recorded and or reported to the assessor. The corrections have been made. You will be notified when all the information is publicly available. Thank you. Mr. Levesque.
Sorry. Maybe you'd like to move the podium this way some.
Yeah. Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the Town Council. Happy holidays, and thank you. I want to congratulate you on your appointments. I'm Steve Levesque. I'm the Economic Development Advisor for the Town of Lincoln, and just have a couple of brief comments. At the December meeting, I will be giving you folks a full update on economic development issues and the mill site redevelopment effort as part of an agenda item. But I just want to say that today we've had some significant progress on the mill site. We've attracted almost $17 million to date and some significant private sector investment interest to the property. And I just, in closing, just want to advocate, as you look ponder the future, to continue that strong commitment and keep the momentum going. So thank you very much.
I'm John Trask, citizen of Lincoln, and president of the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge Number 12 in Bangor. And tonight, I'd just like to urge you to consider passing the firefighter EMT contract. A lot of work goes into negotiating these contracts, and if it's not passed, everything can come back off the table, which is going to cost the town a lot of money in litigation and cost the town a lot of money in time. And for a 3-3-3 contract that keeps them just about, you know, where inflation is, I think we really need to consider passing this contract tonight. On another note, I'd like you to consider not accepting the resignation that you're going to have before you on a particular individual, and consider that although I know the $88,000 is in the budget and it's already there, to replace this individual, we're going to be looking at $300 to $500 a day for someone to come in and be an interim in that position. So instead of having this person sit home and get paid and paying for a dead horse, no offense, I'd just soon we looked at that and let him work out his contract and save the town some money. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else for open forum?
Good evening, councilors.
Excuse me, could you state your name, please?
It comes right after the
Okay.
Good evening, councilors. My name is Alan Dill. I stand before you tonight to respectfully oppose the motion to allocate up to $5,000 in taxpayer unassigned funds to Race Across America. While honoring veterans is a meaningful cause, this donation should not be mandated through public funding, especially when Lincoln residents are already facing steep increases in their property taxes. Our town continues to give away taxpayer dollars, while many families struggle just to pay their bills, and some residents are unable to pay them at all. Yet every resident has already been given the opportunity to support this initiative through ongoing fundraising. Choosing to donate should remain a personal decision, not a compulsory one, forced upon the residents through municipal spending. This motion also raises serious ethical concerns. A number of councilors are veterans and hold leadership roles in local veteran organizations and initiatives. That creates a clear conflict of interest. When those in power vote to fund causes they personally represent, it undermines public trust and violates the principle of impartial government. And let me remind the council, Maine state law on conflict of interest is explicit. Proceedings influenced by conflicts of interest can be challenged and overturned. Officials must disclose conflicts and abstain from participation. To ignore this law is not only to risk the integrity of this council's decisions, but also to erode the trust of the very taxpayers you serve. We must draw a line between heartfelt causes and fiscal responsibility, between our wants and our needs. Our unassigned funds must be reserved for essential services and emergency needs, not symbolic gestures that force every taxpayer to participate regarding of their personal beliefs or financial situation. Let generosity remain voluntary. Let honor be personal. And let Lincoln's leadership remember that stewardship of public funds is not just a duty, it is the council's responsibility to every taxpayer. I ask the council to address these issues before it is brought to a vote. Thank you.
Anyone else for public forum?
Good evening, town council. I'm Major John Nelson, retired United States Army. And I run the Master Sergeant Gary Gordon Veterans Center and founder. And number one, if someone has not been following the guidance as given by the state when it comes to the town charter, then maybe he should go. I think we need to stop and take a look at the charter before you decide that. Two, yes, we can not do anything for the veterans. But doing something for the veterans and taking care of putting a wreath in a cemetery might make a good deal, since we fought for every damn one of you. And I was there in 29 months. They fought. If you can't recognize that, then maybe you ought to not be representing what you need to, because if you're a veteran, we fought for every one of you that's here, and I'd never stopped. I suggest take a little look at what the story is on that before you decide to make decisions. And if you want to have further discussion, I'm down in that office except tomorrow, because we have to take a veteran down every day for cancer treatment for radiation. He's paralyzed on one side from a stroke, and not a person has stood up to help him. VA will not pay for transportation. So if giving a little bit to help with the wreath is a problem, imagine trying to take someone down every day when we don't charge anybody anything. We just take donations. And it's nice to see the council. Nice you to have a position. Good to see you again, Ms. Morrison.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Evening, Council. My name's Byron Sanderson. I've lived in Lincoln for 37 years. I'm the individual that got hired to do inspections certain properties. I have a portion that I was going to touch on, my findings and everything, but I'll save that for December. I'll read the end that I think is more pertinent to this evening. There is a situation in the town audits. Earlier this fall, the town got the audit report for 2021. This is a failure of the town manager not doing his due diligence to hire a CPA firm in a timely manner. Both the Water District and Sanitary District have up-to-date audits. Both found firms in Maine to do that. The following are findings of the audit firm found for Lincoln's 2021 audit. The first is in relation to the airport and federal awards. 2021, material adjusting journal entries. Criteria, the financial statements should be fairly stated and free of material misstatements, and accounts should be reconciled before commencement of the audit. Condition, multiple material adjustment entries were made during the audit in multiple areas. Effective condition, material audit adjustments were made to the town's records. Cause of condition, certain audits were not reconciled at year-end and certain transactions were not recorded properly during the year-end close process. Recommendation, we recommend the town's management ensure that all accounts are reconciled at year-end and that all material transactions are recorded and properly classified in the town's records prior to being submitted to the audit. Responsible party, town manager and finance director. 2021, improper approval process of expenditures related to the airport improvement program. Criteria, expenditures are to be approved in accordance with the town's policies and procedures prior to payment. Condition, during single audit testing, it was noted expenditures were not appropriately approved for. Effective condition, having a proper approval process for expenditures leaves room for error and fraud to occur. Cause of condition, the town did not properly approve invoices prior to payment. Recommendation, internal control procedures should be placed to approve invoices prior to payment. Responsible party, town manager and finance director. The town also did not submit the single audit report to the Federal Audit Clearinghouse within 30 days. Not submitting data is considered non-compliance. The taxpayers of Lincoln should take this report as very alarming. We have all too often seen in the news reports of workers embezzling money from the town coffers in the state of Maine. I am not insinuating in the least that this is or has taken place in Lincoln, but as the report points out, improper process for expenditures leaves room for error and fraud. We still have 3 years of audits to be completed before any new or improved methods of record keeping will take effect. We have very serious problems in the town of Lincoln in code enforcement, tax assessing, and management, from hiring qualified people in very important positions and maintaining proper training, as well as conducting reviews of job performances. This council needs to change something in the charter or make it a condition that any town manager hired must take up residence, thus really being a part of the town and be vested in the town. This shows the lack of competent job performance by the town manager and has put this town at risk for fraud to occur.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was it.
Anyone else?
This is like deja vu, I'm sorry. This is John Nelson. I am with the Gary Gordon Veterans Center. Yes, and like I was trying to allude, if you take a look at the town charter, and I've read all 402 pages of it, it says that the town manager is supposed to come up with a report on the finance part of Lincoln every month. My question to the councilors, have you been getting that? Just thought, yes. Food for thought. Take a look. But I would like for you to take a look at it, because I think there is impropriety there.
Okay, thank you. Okay, closing public session. Item 3, confirm funding source from the prior vote of Reese Across America. Before we do that, do we have an updated?
They were trying to get me correct numbers, but we're sitting at about $4,063 still right now.
Thank you. Yes. The question is, do you have any more fundraising events between now and the deadline?
Their deadline is December 1st. I do not believe there is anything this current week, and then the next week is December 1st.
Suggested motion, move to approve making a donation not to exceed $5,000, which in this case would be $4,063, to Reese Across America to help fund purchasing a wreath for each veteran's grave in the town of Lincoln this holiday season, with funding to come from unassigned funds.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I understand where Mr. Dill's coming from. I also understand where Doc Nelson's coming from. This is not a direct conflict of interest, because I'm not losing money or taking money. This is the least that we can do. I will be voting for this. Not as a veteran, but as a citizen, as a taxpayer, because it is the right thing to do.
Amen.
Because we as 1% out there, we work Christmas when we're deployed, we work Thanksgiving, we work every holiday, we may work 60 days straight, 18 hours a day. Motors going on. Traces going on. Towing shelled out vehicles. The people in this town don't know what it's like to be deployed. And for those of us that have been deployed, and myself twice, and your two lovely brothers who are veterans, I don't think it's a conflict of interest, because it's the right thing to do. And if I had $4,000 extra kicking around, we wouldn't be having this discussion. I'd be donating it myself, because I have put a lot of money into this myself. So that's my dispute.
Any other discussion? No, not from the, this is just for the council, sorry.
I'd like to follow up on what Councilor Sheldon said, because this is not just for the veterans, it's for the families. The families that sacrifice, that allow their husbands, daughters, wives to go into service, and some never came back. So it's a small token of respect and remembrance, because if we forget, we're bound to do many more mistakes again. So it is important, not that much money, and like Sheldon says, if we have the money, we pay ourselves. There's been enough money raised from the community. This is just making the shortfall.
Amen.
Anyone else? Okay. All those in favor? Opposed? Suggest a motion move to retire into executive session pursuant to Title I MRSA Section 405-60 Union Contract.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Madam Chair, will you let us know when you come back out to vote? Will somebody let us know? Because we can't be in here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.